Hello, strangers, and welcome to the July 19th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and this week we're presenting Nora Claire Miller's In the Witch's House with a reading by Nora Claire Miller. Nora Claire Miller is a poet and multimedia artist from New York City. Nora's chapbook, Lull 2020, was the winner of the 2019 Ghost Proposal Chapbook Contest. Nora's work has appeared or is forthcoming in Washington Square Review, Bennington Review, Bat City Review, Tagwerk, Hobart, and other places. Nora earned an MFA from the Iowa Writers Workshop. Find Nora online at www.noraclairemiller.com. A note on the print edition of this poem. The poem is hosted on a separate webpage on the Strange Horizons website. The poem uses twine to produce a typographical animation of text. The text is uppercase and white on a black background. No other effects are used, including sound. This format will not work with a screen reader, and hence, the podcast. And now, the poem.
In the Witch's House by Nora Claire Miller. In the window, in the Arctic heart, at the point of new endeavors, sat a witch, operating blindly, lovingly tending the loaves, brushing the vinyl siding. "This is the exterior," I said. She nodded to the house. It became clear what was left was to go inside. We went inside. The witch's kitchen was filled with jars. Some colorful, others wan. Some older, others new. You could tell from the labels what was meaningful versus just nearby. "This is the living room," she said, pointing to an array of thin metal fish cans stacked into the shapes of furniture. It looked very uncomfortable, but most living rooms do. The witch continued, "This is the exterior door. And this is where I brush my teeth and pee. And this is where I sleep," she said, pointing to an area of the room. "This is where I render the loaves. I speak lovingly to the loaves of bread. I speak to them as though they are my children," the witch said, and I believed her. And when we were finished looking, I thought of the supine loaves and of what had transpired, of the actions which were mine. Of the actions. Were there any actions? An apartment is a definitive action. We sat frugally looking up at the wallpaper. I thought some things derisively and willed myself to focus, imagined going to the store and buying, imagined procuring. And I said and then stopped, "The future is going nowhere. Some older furniture definitely splayed. The truth, it's telling, yellow with age. The witch, her loaves, decommissioned, indisposed."
And this has been the July 19th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. We hope you like what you heard. You can leave us a comment on the podcast page, and while you're there, check out the rest of this week's issue. We have new fiction by Ian Rosales-Kazakon and the first of this week's reviews. And lastly, as a reminder, Strange Horizons is an all-volunteer organization. We depend on the support of our listeners. So when you have a moment, check out the donate link at the top of the page. And until next week, stay safe and stay strange.